So the biggest question I've gotten all week long that I will present to you, because you are the top of the food chain at the credit union. We know that Mike Lee is this CEO, but we all know that you do all the heavy lifting over there, is how quick does the rate drop take effect, and how soon will the listeners see the impact on their home equity line of credit, on their credit cards? And this is a tricky question for you. Mm-hmm. Their car loans and their home equity loans. Go ahead.
So, home equity loans like credits, the effect should happen immediately, or at least the next day after the Fed funds rate goes down. In regards to credit cards, the same thing is supposed to happen. Those are all lines of credits. Anything that's revolving, business owners that have revolving accounts and that their variable rate, and it's based on prime, as David has mentioned before, that rate should go down the next day or immediately then after it's announced. The car loans. Now, the loans that people have currently that are fixed rate, closed end, your auto loans, your personal loans, those loans, their rates do not go down. But there's an opportunity here. Now, the rates have gone down 0.5%. There's an opportunity you may want to refinance to that lower rate. Mm-hmm. If your credit score is the same or better than what it was when you originated the previous loan. Remember, I'm saying interest rate. The payment, it all depends. You got to have somebody who's smart enough to do the math for you, because the payment may not necessarily go down on an auto loan that you refinance or a personal loan, unless, of course, you get it at the right sweet spot, which is between 12 to 18 months before, because an amortization table it will illustrate to everyone that interest is paid more at the first part of the loan, and then as the loan amortizes, more interest is paid. So,
but if you were credit challenged and you took out a car loan, maybe not with you, but with another car company,
right?
Okay, and you've got a double-digit car loan rate right now.
Yeah.
Starts with a 10, starts with a 1, and then whatever's behind it.
Right.
And you've been a good boy and a big girl, and you've worked hard, and you've improved your credit, and now your credit scores are above 680, 700, and you want to get out of that double-digit car loan, would now be a good time to call.
Absolutely, because now the savings is enormous, because the rates have not only gone down, but you now have a credit score that where you were paying the 15 to 10 to 16% rate. You're getting down below the 10% rate. You might shock you, and you might be paying 5, 4, 6%.
Yeah. Some of our listeners are in the 20s.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
And I've seen them, and we made a huge life change for them in the amount of money we save them every month.
It is a game changer. And for those coming off of a lease like I was, So I came off my lease about a year ago, about 8 months ago, and I went to my car dealership, and I said, hey, okay, I'm coming off the lease. What do you got to offer? And I'm like, well, these rates suck, so I called you guys. Mm-hmm. Actually, I called you guys going in there. I'm like, hey, what do you offer for paying off a lease? You gave me the number. Mm-hmm. While I was sitting there with my F&I guy at my car dealership and working with him for 15 years, we're good friends. I'm like, I'll give you a shot, but I got a backup here at KCTCU. Here's their rate. He's like, take it. He's like, I don't even want to give you our rates, mm-hmm. because I don't even want to embarrass myself. He's like KCTCU? And he's like, yeah. He's like, we work with them all the time. I'm like, okay, it was John Soto. I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, here, John, here's my guy, right? Boom, here's the email, here's the phone number, take care of it. Couldn't have been easier, okay? He got the payoff, wired the money to the auto company, they got their loan paid off, they got the release, and now I'm start getting, I had to join the credit union, mm-hmm. which is whatever, and then I automatically set up a payment every single month, whoop, out it goes. It's the easiest thing in the world.
And David, did we charge you an application fee?
No.
Or any of the other fees?
Nothing.
And that's who we are. And that's what you should expect from all your finance institutions.
But that's not what's happening out there. Last week, I talked about a couple of, I forgot the names of the, hey, Benny, can you check? No, I printed it. CFPB came down hard. I think First Horizon, I think, was one of them, got whacked last week. And then there was another one, the huge company. Mm-hmm. They were charging people for $500 credit card, $300 annual fees for a $500 credit card. What's your annual fee on your credit card?
Zero.
Zero.
We don't charge any annual fees. We don't believe in them. It's just been our philosophy. We think it's the best way to treat people, keep them financially sound and safe.
My wife is coming off her lease.
Mm-hmm.
Elise is coming off her lease. How ironic. This January or December, January, mm-hmm. already ordered her new car. And when that car closes, we're coming directly to you, unless the dealership's got 09, you know, of course, in all due respect, I love you, but if they're going to give me 09, I'm going to go with them. But I don't see them offering 09 with the car that she's buying, mm-hmm. right? Because God forbid she goes with a car that's got 09% finance. It's mm-hmm. not the way Elise rolls. But that's fine because I love her, and it's Saturday night. And it's game night. 312-981-7200. We got a minute before the break. Any other nugget of knowledge that you want to cover? That half a point's a big deal, though.
Yeah, it is. 50% can save you hundreds of dollars if you were to take advantage of that rate decrease. And in the cases that we said before, if you're in the teens and you're going down in the single digits, it's even more profound. I mean, it's an easy decision to make.
I was on with Lisa Dent earlier this week, and I had a borrower, I had a listener say, well, it's only 50%. I'm like, oh, would you rather have it not gone down? You'd rather have gone up 50%. I'm like, listen, you got to get to the first one before we get to the second, the fifth, the eighth, and the tenth. Okay, so here, I did some math because you know I'm a numbers guy. If for every $10,000 that you're borrowing against a home equity line of credit, you just saved $4.60 for every $10,000. So if you have $100,000 out, you just saved yourself over $500 a year. Okay. And then when it goes down another half a point, you just saved yourself $1,000 a year.
That's correct.
So if you start chipping away at the best way to eat an elephant, Joe, what's the best way that Italians eat elephants?
Wow. I would like to say all in one serving, but no, you chip away at it.
Yeah, one bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time. Mm-hmm. So we were expecting the first decrease in March. We didn't get the first decrease in March. We got the first decrease a couple of days ago.
Yes.
So guess what? It's a win.
Yes.
Take the win. Don't complain about the win. We've got many more wins coming. We've been a long time waiting for this win. We got it. Put it in your back pocket. Put it in your pipe and smoke it, whatever you're doing with it. Put it away. Save the money. Move on. It's a victory, and it's moving in the right direction. We got a minute, seconds before the break.
Yeah, just real quick. I mean, it's just David said, this is the first of maybe a couple of more. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate.
Right.
But embrace this opportunity, and if it happens again, embrace it again.
You got it.
You got to keep chipping away.
Phone number?
847-741-3344 or contact us at kctcu.org via email.